Good afternoon. You're listening to WXYC Chapel Hill 89.3 FM. Today is the Global Music Show, and I'm Joseph. I have two wonderful guests from the Center for Global Initiatives.
Great. Hi, this is Beth Ann Kochma. I'm a program officer at the Center for Global Initiatives.
And I'm Alex Loisius, and I'm a junior undergraduate majoring in Peace, War, and Defense and Anthropology.
Could you tell us something about the effort of Carolina for Carolina for Kibera?
Sure. Carolina for Kibera, we use CFK, short as an acronym for it, is a nonprofit organization, a program of the Center for Global Initiatives that was started by Rye Barcott while an undergraduate here at UNC. In fact, he was a Peace, War, and Defense major, like Alex here. And he went to Kenya to study ethnic violence among youth there and came back after an initial summer experience and presented a lot of his research. And a gentleman came up to him and asked him what he was going to do about the violence that he had witnessed in Kenya. And Rye had an idea to start a nonprofit organization that whose main model was participatory development, working with youth in soccer teams. And so he went back to Kenya and started a nonprofit. And this was about 6 years ago. And started off with an initial donation of about $25,000. And now, in addition to the soccer program, there are three other major programs, a Tabitha Health Clinic, Taka Nipado, which is Swahili for trash is cash, and Binti Pamoja, which is Young Women United, which is a young women's health center where young women in the slum can go to talk about their problems. And just a little history about Kibera. Kibera is East Africa's largest slum. It is about the size of Central Park, and there's about 1 million people that live in it. And there is no running water, no garbage collection of any kind, and very little government services. And as you can imagine, it's a very, very hard place to live. And Alex spent this past summer in Kibera.
Alex, would you like to tell us about that experience?
Yeah, absolutely. So I spent this past summer volunteering with Carolina for Kibera, specifically with the Binti Pamoja program. It's the all-girls or all-adolescent girls program. And what I did with them is I worked with them on a photography project around the theme of problems and challenges that girls in Kibera face. We did a lot of creative writing. I got to do some peer health education with them, and we had a lot of interesting and difficult conversations. I also had the privilege of teaching some of the leaders leadership skills and organizational skills. And yeah, so I was there for 3 months, and it was life-changing and amazing.
And CFK is now an official student organization at UNC. So students, if they want to get involved, they can visit the CFK website. It's cfk.unc.edu.
Oh, that's wonderful. Could you tell us more about those artists who collaborated for the Kibera project and who are these artists? And maybe we could talk about who we want to play first after this.
Alex, you want to talk about some music you heard this summer?
Sure. So, you know, I think when we think about Africa, about Kenya, we think a very, like, classic, you know, traditional African music with lots of drums and chanting. But that's not really the case in Kibera. You know, they do have classic African music. They have a lot of Lingala and Luo music and Kikuyu music, all of which are based off of music from tribes in throughout Kenya. But, you know, Kibera is a slum. It's an urban environment. So a lot of the youth there are listening to the same hip-hop music, the same rap music that we're listening to in the U.S. And one song that I heard a lot while I was there, because, you know, Obama is from Kenya, was Barack Obama by Coco T. And actually one of the people working at our office in CFK had it as his ringtone, so became quite familiar with that music.
Well, maybe we will have a chance to listen to Coco T doing Barack Obama.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, woy, woy, them say Barack Obama. an American rice. And keep your eyes on the price.
Obama!
Cause now none of them are realize the black man is in their eyes.
Obama!
Well, it's no joke, it's a fact. We're gonna paint all the wine towns black.
Obama!
And I can't believe it too. Black country run the red, white, and blue. They must shout out Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, hoy, hoy. Them say Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, hoy, hoy. Me call in a liberal Indians.
Obama.
We live up on the reservation.
Obama.
The Japanese and all the Chinese man.
Obama.
The Indian and all the Mexican.
Obama.
Arabs and Jews and Palestinians.
Obama.
A time till we join up as one and shout out Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, hoy, hoy. Shout Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, hoy, hoy. Cause this is not about class,
Obama.
No color, race, or creed,
Obama.
But it's about that changes,
Obama.
What the Americans need,
Obama.
So where you come from, California,
Obama.
How you live or not? Shout out Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, boy, boy. Shout Barack Obama, Barack Obama, Barack Obama, boy, boy.
You're listening to WXYC Chapel Hill 89.3 FM, and you're back to the Global Music Show. And we just heard from Coco T with Barack Obama. And Alex, would you like to talk more about how you encountered this music and why you chose this?
Sure. So as I said earlier, I came across this via one of my coworkers in the CFK office. But it is very classic and I think typical like reggae that you'd hear in Kibera. They're really fond of, the youth at least, are very fond of reggae just because, you know, a lot of Bob Marley songs, a lot of reggae is about hope and about rising up and about, you know, becoming something more. And so I think that really speaks to them. And I think the song they love, of course, because it's talking about Barack Obama, and they identify with him as a Kenyan, and they see, you know, that he came from, you know, I guess, poor roots, and I think it inspires them. And it's catchy as well.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of the youth from that area, do you have any music that you would like us to listen to from the Kibera region?
So sure, we have two more songs that I guess would be more classic Kenyan songs. They're Lingala. One of them is a Lingala song. The other one is just kind of classic Kenyan. And the first one is called Safari ya Tanzania, and the second one is called Safari ya America.
Vatican City, Samane wa Mube Godiambo, Dio Loro Budo, Kima Kamara Goyala, Yabena Kabana, Dokanyago, Wino, Mrs. Musi, Yokoranya, Yuna, Moinago, Papa, Yasunga, Pinyan, Mano, Pesa, Mano, Yudo, Toto, Yatumanete, Panayama, Jamo, Tweguero. Yeah.
luogo vilo. Leo maneja odondo makawiki waluongo. Chokora nyakirengo elena yuro nyando wa muso. Chatenga tofana nyakipika luongo etumwa. Nichobo nyolio na thomini joji wana chacha. Chokora nyadundo unanyashira tinya mama. Mara yukwe yeuma sanyona mosiefna.
WXYZ Chapel Hill. Beth, would you like to talk about the musicians you work with for this program?
Sure. We've worked with several different bands and musicians from around the world. And the first one we're going to talk about, his name is Keenan. And he's a Canadian hip-hop artist. Really, really cool. He was originally born in Somalia, and he came to Kibera to film a video for the Dusty Foot Philosopher. And while he was in Kibera, the company who was helping him film the video is a Canadian company as well, and it's called For Real. And they do this wonderful video and music series. And the series they were filming at the time was For Real Kenya. They've shot several different video sequences. One Joaquin Phoenix did in the Amazon. Another was one was one that was done by MIA in Liberia, and this one was by Kenan. And he came to Kibera and worked with our program manager on the ground, Salim Mohammed. And the people at the For Real series loved Salim so much and thought he was so inspiring that they ended up doing a full video hour series on him, and they called it For Real Kenya. And I think now we're going to listen to a song in track by Kenan.
Thank you.
When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. When I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh.
Born to a throne, stronger than Rome, but violent prone, poor people's zone. But it's my home, all I have known, where I got grown, streets we would roam. Out of the darkness, I came the farthest, among the hardest survivors. Learn from these streets, it can be bleak, accept no defeat, surrender, retreat.
So we struggling,
fighting to eat,
and we wondering,
when we'll be free. So we patiently wait for that fateful day. It's not far away. But for now we say,
when I get older, I will be stronger. They'll call me freedom, just like a waving flag. And then it goes back, and then it goes back, and then it goes back. Oh.
So many wars, settling scores, bringing us promises, leaving us poor. I heard them say, love is the way, love is the answer. That's what they say, but look how they treat us.
Forgotten that. Yo, in the tradition of Aresi Sekarche, God bless his soul, I want to say something to you, my friends around the mic.
Until the lion learns to speak, the tales of hunting will be weak. My poetry hails within the streets. My poetry fails to be discreet. It travels across the earth and seas, from Eritrea to the West Indies. It knows no boundaries, no cheese. It's the
studied in parts of Greece. I'm sick as far as lyrics, not with as far as gimmicks. I spit barrage and limit the shit they talk and rip it. I'm hip, the hop is living. I skip the obvious, women don't get what I'm presenting. No rims, my mind is spinning. I was born and raised in a place where the tone of flame would blaze, where the foreigners not embrace, where they warn you jock and pace, where the loners lower their gaze, where the corners slower to chase, where they thirst and turn in the maze, with a pistol upon your face. So come with me to my lungs, the depth, and be overrun with passion. See how I come, no cash, I'm free in the slums. The past can we overcome, I'm asking we be the ones to actually be the ones to free our people from guns. I was born and raised in a place where the tone of flame would blaze, where the foreigners not embrace, where they warn you jogging pace, where the loners lower their gaze, where the corners slower to chase, where they twist and turn in a maze, with a pistol upon your face. So come with me to my lungs of depth and be overrun with passion. See how I come, no cash, I'm free in the slums. The past can we overcome, I'm asking we be the ones to free our people from guns. Hey, until the lion learns to speak, the tales of hunting will be weak. My poetry hails within the streets, my poetry fails to be discreet. It travels across the earth and seas, from Somalia to the West Indies. It knows no boundaries, no cheese, it studied in parts of Greece. Say I'm sick as far as lyrics, not with as far as gimmicks. I spit barrage and limit the shit they talk and rip it. I'm hip, the hop is living. I skip the obvious, women don't get what I'm presenting. No rims, my mind is spinning.
You are listening to the Global Music Show, and we're back. Alex, would you like to talk about these two musicians that you wanted to play?
Sure. So the next song we're going to be playing is called Ditcholo. I might be saying that wrong, but it's a Luo song. Luo is one of the major ethnic groups in Kibera. And I heard a lot of this from the girls I was working with. And it's also a song that is from the Constant Gardener soundtrack. And it's interesting that the Constant Gardener was, a lot of the scenes, all of the slum scenes were filmed in Kibera. So if you watch that, you'll be able to kind of get a sneak or a snapshot into Kiberan life. And then the second song after that is just kind of a silly song with a lot of common phrases that tourists to Kenya learn. So, Asante Sana, you know, Hakuna Matata.
All right.
No gada wood wi nam machako no pong di cholo to bed kutang ngeni weche ngeni ngeni to medorega odiero rapala wangera tekne na ngeyo konyuol arucha odiero duogo loka kalombo wagi modhi pesa gi mwando mele mele chotelo ero momore mayo weng modhi pere mende ngilo wadong du emomio ti kingi wa epin wadak duk wadak dukale chotelo ero momore mayo wagweng modhi gi pere mende gilo ero wadong du komio ki kingi wa ero wadak kale
And we're back. Beth Ann, would you like to talk about the a local band, the Old Ceremony, and their intervention with the program?
Sure, I'd be happy to. CFK has been very, very lucky to partner with a couple different musicians and bands, both local and global. We are really, really pleased to work with Sarah McLachlan with her video for World on Fire. Sarah McLachlan donated $20,000 to CFK to help build our state-of-the-art Tabitha Health Clinic, with which just we had the grand opening for this past summer. And the video incorporates a lot of footage taken in Kibera by our volunteers. And we've also worked with a local band, a really incredible band called The Old Ceremony, with their video called Talk Straight. A documentary filmmaker here on campus, Hap Gindam, worked with The Old Ceremony, incorporating footage from Kibera and the lead singer of the old Sango or the old Ceremony, Django Haskins, playing soccer with the UNC women's soccer team. In addition to Bend It Like Beckham footage and footage of our youth on the ground in Kibera playing soccer. And this wonderful, incredible video was produced for the song Talk Straight. So I think we're going to end the day with a little old ceremony. And just want to say, Joseph, thank you so much for having us. Mm-hmm. And happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Thank you very much.
Talk straight, so I can relate. Don't insinuate, please don't mumble. Let's save some time, just say what's on your mind. I will help you out if you stumble, but baby, talk straight. Talk straight. Yeah, you're scared to lose control, to take a step that you might regret. But if you never choose, talk straight. A cower, and as for me, if you cut me, I will bleed. But I've come.